Billy Slater joins me on a Monday night to co-host the program. G'day, Billy.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Mate, I'm very well. A great weekend of footy, I thought, highlighted by, well, I guess you'd say the try-scoring geniuses, Matt Ikavalu, who scored, what, five tries for the Roosters on Thursday night, and then, of course, Charlie Staines for the Penrith Panthers, who bagged four tries. But the funny part about this, Billy, it's unlikely they'll be in the teams this weekend.
Yeah, strange, isn't it? Strange. I thought Charlie Staines was outstanding on debut and, you know, scored four tries, had his mates and his family down from Forbes. They actually swapped ends so they could stand in front of where he was scoring the tries in the second half. So, yeah, you mentioned at the top of the show that he sent a pub broke back in Forbes. The post office hotel back in Forbes, they said, right, I will shout the bar if he scores a try. Well, he scored four. I think he scored two in the last 3 minutes, so it would have been a great end to the night.
How good is it? And look, like we spoke about it earlier on 4BC Drive, a little naive from the young man. He's broken the rules, and for that he obviously will be stood down. But it's just a reminder to all the teams and all the players, isn't it, that those rules are in place for a reason.
They are. And look, I feel for him. Like, I hope this doesn't take a bit of shine off his debut. This is one of the proudest moments of his life. And he's got his family down. He's got his mates down. And he's done the wrong thing. But, I understand the repercussions of if someone goes down with this virus in the game. So I do understand the seriousness of it, but I've got a bit of sympathy for him and the young man from Parramatta also who was talking to his family after the game.
Yeah, it's just a reminder, I think, and obviously the NRL's got to stand them down, but once they have their tests and they come back negative, I'm sure they'll be back to business as usual. What about the Raiders, Billy? Ricky Stewart wasn't too happy after the game with the sin-binning of Bailey Simonson, and I agree wholeheartedly with him. I'll get your thoughts on that. But what about the Raiders' chances of winning the premiership this year, given that Casualty Ward has reached critical levels, the latest two to be added to it, Simonson and Josh Hodgson, who, I mean, it was just devastating to see him go down with an ACL.
Yeah, taking a huge blow for their premiership chances. Josh Hodgson's the big one. Everything revolves around Josh at number nine with their attack. I know Jack Whiten and Young Williams that's come over from the UK have done a fantastic job, and they're going to need to stand up in the absence of Josh Hodgson for the rest of the year. But they've been in a bit of a hole over the last month, but having no Josh Hodgson there, I really can't see them going on to win the premiership from here. They might prove me wrong, but he is so important to their structures in attack. He's the heart and soul of that green machine at the moment. And Ricky Stewart's got every right to be upset. There was a sin binning that was a wrong call. There was another decision to penalise Dynamis Louis for getting his body in front of, I think it was Christian Welsh, that they give away a penalty and the Storm went a further 2 points in front. So the footy gods certainly weren't with the green machine on the weekend.